Join us for a classic episode of Jack Van Impe Presents, with today's headlines added to show the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Global headlines often shock me, friends, and today some of them will include:
one day there's a world leader coming, and he will be called the super deceiver because of the way he controls the people of the world.
And Perez, clash between Iran, Sunni Arabs is inevitable. They say we can't help it, it's going to happen. U.S. military commander warns of Iran-Hezbollah influence in Latin America. And then we have cyber attacks could mean catastrophe. And my, this is something they've all been talking about, the cyber attacks. Let's back up to something that I questioned a moment ago. How can Sunnis and Shiites kill one another? They're both Muslim. They both say they worship the same God. And yet, Jack, they're killing each other. I don't understand it. I really don't.
See, people do not know there are many different denominations within Islam, just like there are within Christendom. But here are Shiites and Sunnis. And then, of course, bin Laden is a Wahhabite, and he says that the Sunnis and the Shiites are apostates and they should all be killed. Now, this is strange because they all worship the same God, Allah. And what bothers me the most is that they'll drive trucks into the mosques, they'll throw in bombs and blow up the mosques of Shiites and Sunnis, one against another, in the very place where they worship the same God, Allah. Something is wrong with that kind of religion. Now, in Jesus' day, they had the scribes, Pharisees, and others, and he said, you know something, there's something not right with your religion. And he said in Matthew 23:15, warn you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for you come past, travel over land and sea to make one convert. And when he's made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourself. Oh, Jesus, you talked about it. I sure did. And I believe what Jesus preached. He added in verse 33, he says, you serpents, you generation of viper snakes, how shall you escape the damnation of hell? And it's going to get worse. There's going to be hatred and killing among the religious in an unprecedented proportion. Read Revelation chapter 6, verse 9, Revelation 13, verse 15, Revelation 20, verse 4. And even then, in Revelation 20, verse 4, it'll be beheading, just the method being used today by many of those in Islam. Well, the Bible predicts that such dangerous times would come in the latter days, and that's 2 Timothy 3:1, this know also, that in the last days perilous, dangerous times shall come. Verse 3, for men shall be truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, and ends it up in context with verse 13, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And one day there's a world leader coming, and he will be called the super deceiver because of the way he controls the people of the world.
And then another thing, the cyber attacks could be a catastrophe here in the United States. All of this terror. Jack, how bad, according to the Bible, will it really get?
All right, I'm going to continue. In Luke 21:25, the Lord Jesus said, just before I return, nations will be in distress with perplexity, in mass confusion. And believe me, that could happen with this new cyber problem. You see, that is operated through computers. The Russians now have the means whereby they can knock out all the electrical appliances, everything in the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. So can the Chinese. And you know, we used to be worried about the electromagnetic pulse that Iran might use when they shoot a hydrogen bomb 300 miles above Washington, D.C., and that would take out all the electrical appliances. But now they can do it with computers. It's a world in danger and mass confusion. Now we've got the Shiites and Sunnis, as already mentioned, all killing one another, and they want to kill in England, want to kill in all the European nations, want to kill us here in America, Washington, D.C. There's no end to it, and something is wrong, I said. But let's go on. Why? Because the tribulation hour is coming, in Revelation chapter 6 to 18, and it covers a seven-year period of misery. Now, this new world leader who is head of the new world order comes to power right at the beginning of that seven-year period in Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And he controls the world for the 7 years. And then at the end of the seven, Christ returns to set up his kingdom and destroys that new world order, which can be found in Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 to 5, and of course in 2 Thessalonians 2:8, and then again in the book of Revelation. During this seven-year reign under the leader of the new world order, it will be a time of great anti-Semitism. Oh, how the Jew is going to be hated, and he doesn't deserve it. These are wonderful people. But Jesus said to his people in his day, Matthew 24:9, you shall be hated of all nations for not my name's sake. In John 16:2, he said, the day will come that whosoever kills you will think he's doing God a service. Yeah, their God. And this is the goal of Ahmadinejad, the little dictator of Iran, who says, I will blot out every Jew. And let me repeat what I said last week. He said, I must first of all kill all Jews before my Messiah Mahdi will come to rule here in righteousness and justice. Righteousness and justice, wow. Get rid of the Jews first. Jeremiah 30, verse 7 says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's the time of Jacob's trouble, and Jacob changed his name to Israel, 2 Kings 17:34. Daniel 12:1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Jesus said in Matthew 24:21, for then shall be great tribulation such as never was since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be again. This new world order isn't going to be a time of pleasantries upon the earth. But listen to me, my God Yahweh loves his people, the Jew, Deuteronomy 7:7. And he says, when they come from Russia and China and the Arab Federation, I'll rain fire upon Gog of Magog. Ezekiel 39, verse 6, atomic warfare. And watch this very carefully now. He preserves his people through it all. Again, Daniel 12:1, there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, but my people shall be spared out of it, and they are the elect. Now, we Christians are the elect bride of Christ, 1 Peter 1:2. But the Jew is the elect wife of Yahweh God of the Old Testament. And in Isaiah 42:1, 45:4, chapter 65, verses 9 and 22, God constantly calls Israel, mine elect. Mine elect. I love them. What about the Christians who are here? Because it's going to be a great revival. Millions converted in Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 14. That's after the rapture, after the majority of believers are gone. This is a new revival. And they're going to be killed, as I said earlier in Revelation 6, 9 and Revelation 13, verse 15. But you and I don't have to worry about it. I will keep you from the Greek word ek, out of the hour of testing that comes on the whole world. And how does he do that? The rapture. We'll hear the words, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, and we'll sweep to the heavenlies in the twinkling of an eye. That's 187 trillion billions of miles in 11 one-hundredths of a second. Amen. And the troubles are over then. And then we come back with Jesus 7 years later to a land filled with love, joy, peace. No more of the death we know and the killing of one another simply because of religious labels.
Oh my, that's a blessed time to look forward to, isn't it? The return of our Lord. How good to know, he said, if I go away, I'm coming back again, and we can look forward to that.
The Bible says a leader is going to rise up and take over the world in the last days just before Jesus returns to earth. In fact, he returns 7 years after this leader takes charge, and it looks like it's in alignment right now. And Revelation 13:1 shows him rising up out of the area of the Mediterranean, and he has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. He devours the whole world, Daniel 7:23, and get this, all who dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life. When Russia makes the move to the Middle East, there'll be a peace thing. It's coming. But it only lasts for 42 months, and that's Daniel 9:27. And then Russia says, I'm going to go against them that are at peace, Ezekiel 38:11. And they begin their move. And oh, God help us. Here it is. Joel 2, verse 3, a fire devours before them. They're being pushed back to Siberia. And the prophet says, I saw blood, fire, pillars of smoke, verse 30. Nuclear effects. And then we find that when China comes to their aid, secondly, for that invasion, they have fire devouring before them. Revelation 16, 12 pictures the kings of the east, the sun rising. That can be China, North Korea, other oriental nations. And the greatest war is described in Revelation 9, verses 14 to 18. And he says, loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates. That's where our troops are now. You'll bring them home. They're going to go back someday. They are arranged there to slay a third part of mankind, verse 15 of Revelation 9. And by these three was the third part of men killed, fire, smoke, and brimstone, Revelation 9, 18. And we're going to do away with our nukes. God help us. I hope we never make such a foolish move, or America is finished.
All right, friends, Jack's been talking about what the Bible says about war in the Middle East. Let's see what the New World Order is trying to do to prevent it. Take a look at this headline. Iranian leader assures Assad of Muslim victory. Abbas, no Mideast peace without Jerusalem as Palestinian capital. We've got to have that. And Obama, U.S. strongly supports two-state solution. Oh my, they have their hands full over there. Jack, what's the answer?
Rexella, the leader of the New World Order comes to power the night the peace negotiations take place. We have been raptured just the day before that. We're gone. And then he comes to power, and apparently the Islamics get their way because they will divide the nation like Obama wants, a two-state solution, and they will also occupy or take over Jerusalem. Now, then in the middle of the 7 years, it's all broken, and all of a sudden Russia says, I'm going against them who have this peace contract, and all hell breaks loose on earth. Why? Why? Don't miss this, Joel 3, verse 2. Because they divided the land of Palestine, and because they divided Jerusalem as the capital between the Jews and the Palestinians. This is the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ when he comes back to rule and reign from Jerusalem. Luke 1, verses 32 and 33. And that's why Jerusalem is called the city of the great God, our Lord Jesus, Matthew 5, 35. And that is the end then of the New World Order as Christ comes to set up his kingdom. As I said before, that's 2 Thessalonians 2:8 and Revelation 19, 19. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Oh, friends, you know we've run out of time, and I don't want you to run out of time. Please don't put off making the all-important decision of being ready when the Lord comes back. Let him find you like you want him to find you, having Christ in your heart. Jack's going to show us how we can be ready for the coming of the Lord, Jack.
Oh, folks, it's so simple. Christ came into the world to save sinners. That's Jack Van Impe. That's you. And all you have to do is receive the free gift. Lord Jesus, wonderful Savior, gift from the Father. You who came to die for us, shed your blood for every one of us. What love. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, being willing to bear all my sin in your body. Without you, I could never make heaven. Jesus, I receive you this day. Come into my heart. Save me now. Amen.
Amen. How good to be ready. I trust that you prayed that prayer with Jack, and if you did, please let me know. There's my address. Write to me, and I'll send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord will help you to walk the walk that you should be walking before he comes. First Steps in a New Direction. Friends, you know it is so important, the reason we come into your home is so that you will be prepared when the Lord comes. We want you to know the Lord, not just for his coming, but know him now. He'll give you peace in this troubled world. How wonderful to be connected with him as your Savior, Redeemer, Forgiver of everything that we've done. Let me leave you with this thought. The Christian finds safety not in the absence of danger, but in the presence of God. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you, so do we. Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us next week for another classic episode with today's headlines added.